This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The most popular tech Christmas gift this year was the Oculus VR app from Facebook's parent company, Meta. Helping us get a close-up look at it, Shelley Palmer, CEO of the Palmer Group based in New York. You can check out his Innovation Summit website, ces.shelleypalmer.com. Shelley, help us to understand the Oculus VR app. What is it for people who are not yet familiar with it?
Well, it's the app that goes with the Oculus Quest 2 headset, which is a virtual reality headset, Cisco. It's super fun. I think everyone's seen these headsets you put on, and you are now in a virtual world where you can either watch movies or you can build castles and worlds. You can play bang 'em up, shoot 'em ups. It's a complete world of virtual reality, or called VR. And the Quest 2 headset, which is from Oculus, owned by Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook, has been selling like hotcakes this year. And the way we know this, they don't give sales numbers, but the app that powers the headset is the number one app in the App Store. So you know that's going to be a pretty decent indicator that this has been a very, very popular Christmas gift.
And it's really taking not only gaming, but virtual living to a whole new level, right? I mean, you put all this together and it really feels like you're in this other world.
So they call it the metaverse. As you know, Facebook renamed itself to Meta because it wants to get into these virtual worlds. It's got some competition, NVIDIA, AMD, Roblox, very popular metaverse game. They went public back in March. Their market value is up around $40 billion right now. So this idea of the metaverse, this idea of cartoon characters in a cartoon world, which is what it is now, will give way ultimately to different evolutions. We'll see augmented reality, where we're just augmenting the world we live in. And then we'll see full virtual reality, like you do with Quest 2 headsets, where you're literally in virtual worlds with virtual real estate, virtual stores, virtual merchandise. These are very robust systems right now. They're getting bigger every day, but it's unclear how long it lasts and what it turns into. But this is a very exciting time for all things Meta, including the metaverse.
So for people who think this is just about gaming, you know, where it's just sort of the next level of gaming, help them to understand it's more than that, right?
It can be more than that. The question is how it will evolve. Now it is mostly about gaming, but very soon we could be in a situation where the internet itself is transformed into a metaverse. And what that means is that you might have control of your own data, completely controlling your own data, and be able to go from place to place logged in only once. And that's really the difference between a metaverse and where we are right now in its most basic sense, where you are an entity. The metaverse goes on 24 hours a day, whether you're there or not, like the real internet does. And so if you were just constantly logged in and being able to access data wherever you were, streaming data wherever you were, be it augmenting your reality, or you could put on a pair of headsets and be in a virtual reality, that's what people think this is going to evolve into. Of course, no one really knows, but it's clear that people are excited about it. And if this Christmas is any indication, the equipment to get the data that Facebook, or now Meta, needs, that Roblox needs, that some of the metaverse companies need, is going to be gathered, because as you use these VR headsets, the companies are gathering data as to how you're using them and what you're liking to do. So it could expand into our business world and into our leisure world in a much greater way. We'll see.
And Facebook must think it's a big deal, considering they changed the name of the company.
They really think it's a big deal. Mark Zuckerberg is convinced that this is the future for his company, and that the metaverse is going to be the thing. They also know it's 10 years out. We're going to talk about this. I thank you for mentioning ces.shelleypalmer.com. We're going to talk about this at our Innovation Series Summit on January 5th at 11 a.m. Eastern. We've got Stephanie Latham from Meta, and she talks all about Meta's vision for the metaverse and the future, Mark Zuckerberg's vision. So I hope you'll join us on January 5th, Cisco. It's going to be a real fun, it'll stay online afterwards. You'll be able to find it at shelleypalmer.com/live, and you can sign up for it at ces.shelleypalmer.com. So please do that.
Really interesting, because, I mean, as you mentioned, this is where everything's going, and it's going to be much, much bigger than gaming. Thank you. That's Shelley Palmer. Just ahead, we'll look at why this is the best time to ask for a raise.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Trying to determine when it's best to ask for a raise can be tricky. Economists say now is the right time. Let's understand why. Rick Cobb is here, founder of the workplace consulting firm To Discern here in Chicago. Rick, why is this a great time to ask for a raise?
Well, I guess I'm not an economist because I'm not sure it is. And the reason I say that is, some things you need to think about first. One of them is your company, whether it's big or small, do they operate on a calendar fiscal year? So many do, which means this is the end of the year, and most businesses are thinking about what the next year is going to be like. As a matter of fact, they've been thinking about that for several months. So a lot of their decisions now are kind of baked in. If you haven't been sort of previewing the idea that you'd like a raise, it's going to be a little bit more problematic. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, how is the company specifically, what's its financial health? Is it doing well? Is it doing tremendously well? Is it struggling to survive? That's going to change the reaction to a request for straight raise in salary. And then I think the last thing to think, well, a couple more things. One more thing to think about is, does the company organization have any really big pending projects or struggles, supply chain issues, new merger, whatever, that are going to really take the attention of your boss away from anything other than that? They're not going to be able to focus. And so typically when people are overwhelmed, no decision becomes the decision. Okay, now we've done all that. And so you look at your own situation, you say, I think I deserve a raise. I'd like to get a raise. What's the best way to do that? I think then again, you have to think about, go in with some ammunition or some information. What is the going market for your role? That's not that hard to find out. You can go to the BLS data is out there. What has the company done in the past? Have they given other people at your peer level a raise? They're far more likely to give you a raise if you're below the average for everybody else, both because of the sense of equity and also because of the fear of litigation or losing you. So those are the things about asking for money. Now, when you ask for money, you're really trying to make it a win-win whenever possible. So when you're talking to your boss, it's about what do they want and what can you add value? So I think you have to time it and understand your market before you go in. And I'm more excited about the idea of thinking about your career and what you want or don't want. Maybe, hey, this thing I've been doing for the last 10 years, I really don't like doing that part of the job. Maybe I can offload that. And in the course, ask for an opportunity to consider some other tasks or some other roles or a promotion. And then that becomes kind of a Trojan horse, where after you've done that and been successful, you can come back and say, hey, I've been working at this new role and I think it's going really well. How about some feedback? And if the feedback's good, say, well, it really commensurate that the salary should be higher, don't you think? And approach it that way.
Always good advice from Rick Cobb, founder of To Discern here in Chicago.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Markets doing pretty well on this Monday. The Dow up 248 points. The NASDAQ is up 190 and the S&P is up 53 points. Let's find out what's going on. Vahan Janjigian is here, Chief Investment Officer at Greenwich Wealth Management. Vahan, always good to have you on the show. What do you make of what you're seeing on Wall Street today?
Hi, Cisco. Well, we're having a rally. It's not unusual to see a rally toward the end of the year. We typically see strength in the stock market, like at the very end of December and going into early January, because this is, around the time where most of the tax loss selling is winding up. So there were a lot of investors who wanted to sell stocks to recognize losses before the end of the year. Most of that is done. So as a result, there are probably more buyers in the market than sellers. But, also a lot of professionals are on vacation this week. So I wouldn't put a lot of weight on the rally that we're seeing today, because it doesn't really mean much.
So not really something that investors should be paying attention to, like, hey, there's deals out there. Let me go and grab them. It is just a little temporary bump.
Yeah, I think so. You know, of course, it's always nice to see the stock market go up, but I wouldn't take today's rally as a signal that, you know, the market is undervalued and likely to go much higher. I think as we get into next year, we could see, you know, some sell-offs. I would be a little cautious. There are some advisors out there who are still recommending that you get into these large cap tech stocks that, you know, are very well known and have done quite well. But, you know, they've grown so large, there isn't that much room for growth for them. And I think it makes sense to, you know, take some profits in those areas and, you know, put the money in some of the undervalued names, especially the small cap value sectors of the market. And, you know, two sectors actually that have done quite well so far this year are energy and financials, and I still think that they're undervalued. So I think it makes sense to sell some of the growth stocks and put money in those areas.
And then the large cap tech stocks that you're talking about, I mean, for so long, those were so hot. I mean, those were the really fun stocks. Everyone was talking about them. And is that, if you're emotional about this, does that make it tougher to say, hey, maybe I need to bail on those for a while?
Yeah, you know, so even though these stocks are overvalued by most measures, that doesn't necessarily mean they'll go lower. You know, one thing that, you know, keeps them from going lower is that there are a lot of investors out there who hold these stocks and they're reluctant to sell. Of course, many people own these stocks in taxable accounts and they're trying to avoid paying taxes on them. So what you might see is as we go into 2022, there might be a greater willingness to sell these kinds of stocks because they can postpone the taxes for a longer period of time. If they sell today, they're going to have to pay their taxes in April. So they might wait till January and put it off for another year.
Do you at all encourage people to consider, and maybe not your whole portfolio, but some sort of defense given the uncertainty of at least the early part of 2022? I mean, you have the Omicron variant now. I mean, we don't know what's going to come here.
Well, I always encourage people to have a diversified portfolio. So, you know, despite some of the remarks I just made, that doesn't mean that you should get out of these large cap growth stocks entirely. They do have a place in your portfolio. I'm just suggesting that you reduce your exposure. But in terms of turning completely defensive, you know, I've often found from my experience that the biggest mistake is getting out of the market. If you're a long-term investor, you're much better off remaining invested and riding through the ups and downs. So yes, you could see the market, you know, sustain a 20% loss all of a sudden, but that shouldn't really bother you if you're investing for the next 10 years.
Thanks so much. Always good insight from Vahan Janjigian, Chief Investment Officer at Greenwich Wealth Management.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The most anticipated cars and trucks for 2022 are electric ones. We welcome CBS Auto reporter Jeff Gilbert to give us a look at how they've gone from being considered nerdy to showing potential for strong appeal. Jeff, always good to have you on here. So, yeah, at first it seemed like a fringe would want the electric automobile, and it seems like it's getting to the point where we're all going to be driving them.
Well, you know, it's going to take a while before we get all the way to all of us driving them, but certainly there are more choices. I was talking to an analyst not that long ago who said there were about 20 EV models on the market in 2021, which is a lot. That's going to double in 2022. You take a look at things like the Hummer, the GMC Hummer that's just starting to be delivered to customers now. Cadillac has its first EV, the Lucid. There are startups like Lucid and Rivian that have EVs coming as well. And, you know, we've seen ads for it in a lot of football games, the new F-150 Lightning pickup from Ford.
So when it comes to electric vehicles, when we're talking about that, is this like you pull it into the garage and you plug it in completely electric, or are we still dealing with hybrid vehicles as a transition?
Well, what we're talking about when we talk about electric vehicles are pure electric vehicles, what they call in the industry BEVs, B-E-Vs, battery electric vehicles. You also still have hybrids, and you even have some plug-in hybrids. And it depends on what car company that you're talking to see what's coming. GM and Volkswagen say, forget the hybrids. We're going full steam to be all electric. Toyota, on the other hand, has done a lot of research, a lot of development into hybrids, and they feel that hybrids still have a big place and will have that big place for many years.
Is the electric grid capable of handling this? I mean, I'm thinking if everyone has these things plugged in, it's going to be a drain, especially overnights when everyone's plugged in.
Yeah, and that's a big question that's going around. The infrastructure bill that passed recently will have some money to support the grid. A lot of utilities are working to try to improve their grids, but there are issues. You take a look at some of the rolling blackouts in California, and these are problems that have to be solved, as well as things like, you know, having enough rechargers and try to cut the time that it takes to recharge these vehicles. So while EVs have greatly improved over the last couple of years, there are still a number of issues that have to be worked out.
And the fact that this has taken off, though, I mean, it shows initially it was thought that a big chunk of the public would never accept an electric automobile. And now it's showing that, well, for the most part, people are willing as long as the performance is still there.
Right. And there have been a number of technological improvements over the last couple of years that have made a difference. And it seems like people on the government side of things have been pushing EVs harder than other solutions. So that's the way the auto industry is going. What I tend to say to consumers is, if you're a first adopter, if you want something that nobody else has that's really cool and you're willing to live with a few difficulties, then EVs are probably worth a look. If you're somebody who wants everything to be perfect and everything to be as smooth as possible, you're probably not ready for an EV yet because, you know, the conventional internal combustion engine has been pretty well perfected over the last century.
Thanks so much, Jeff Gilbert, CBS Auto Reporter.
Making sense of your dollars. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Stock Picker Monday on the Noon Business Hour. Joining us with a pair of investment ideas, Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital. He's also author of the book Calculated Risk. He's based here in Chicago. Michael, always good to have you on the show. What's your first pick?
Well, good afternoon, Cisco, and thanks for having me on this last week for you, and I'm glad to wish you well going forward. First pick is Home Depot. It's a name obviously everybody knows, but it might be considered kind of boring for some investors, but I like boring a lot of times. Those are the stocks that appreciate the most. It's got a 27 PE, trading about $400. I think it's 403 up a little bit today, and it's up 50% for the year. So why am I picking a stock that's at its all-time highs? Well, I think what it shows is I love going into 2022 the same stocks that worked pretty well in 2021. So you got a lot of names that are near all-time highs, and you got some stocks that have sold off a lot. Well, Home Depot at all-time highs for good reason. And the reason is the trend is your friend. This stock is making its money based on the boom in housing, and that's not going to change. We got interest rates at lows. That's not going to change. And even when lumber prices were ticking up and really skyrocketing there, the company continued to post record sales. So now that lumber has come back down a little bit, and you've got a huge pipeline of remodeling projects from the home boom, I don't see how this stock doesn't continue to rally, and I think it has at least a 20% upside to $500 in store for 2022.
And it really just reflects the fact that Home Depot is the go-to for people looking at even just those little projects around the house.
Yeah, I generally like to go with the quality name in an industry that's doing well, and that's exactly what Home Depot is, and I expect it to continue to lead the rest and have a nice 2022.
All right, Home Depot is the first pick, the ticker symbol HD. What's your second pick?
So it's Lam Research, LRCX, and it's another stock that's at all-time highs. But again, I like the theme of 2022, a continuation of the winners from the last year. I think that's going to happen for sure, at least the first 6 months. So Lam I like because you know, it basically provides all the semiconductor stocks with equipment. And so if you want to play the semis, and if you like the story in the semis, I think Lam is a great play because it does business with pretty much all the chip makers. So basically, instead of just picking one like AMD, which I've suggested in the past, I still like that stock, but I think that Lam is a better play as far as the entire industry goes. So there's no question chip demand is going to continue to remain strong. You've got everything from AI and virtual reality for the metaverse to cloud computing, and everything uses chips. So that's going to continue into 2022. And I think the stock that's poised and the kind of secret stock that a lot of people don't play, you know, they're looking for specific names like NVIDIA. But I think Lam is just a great, great play here to bet on the entire sector.
Well, it's probably, I guess, a piece of wisdom for newer investors, too, that you don't necessarily just look at the main supplier when you're thinking about investing in a certain area, but you also look at the people who make what goes into those products.
Right, and that's a great case here, Cisco, is that Lam pretty much works with everybody, Intel, all the big guys, and it's a great way to play the sector without having to pick a winner or loser, because I think Lam's going to win no matter what.
Thanks so much. Good advice as always. Have a great day. That's Michael Palumbo. He is founder of MJP Capital. His two picks today, Home Depot, ticker symbol HD, and Lam Research, ticker symbol LRCX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.